Hi, my name is Gordon Sinclair. I'm known on the IRC, the odd time that I'm there, as Thistleweb. I am also on Twitter as Thistleweb. This HPR episode should be quite a quick one. It's going to be on something called screenplay writing. Now, for people who know me, I've done NaNoWriMo the last couple of years. NaNoWriMo is just regular fiction, it's not screenplays, but I have decided to try and expand my writing skill set out to screenplays, because a screenplay is essentially a kind of a sort of shorthand version of telling a story. It's a very visual way of telling a story. There's no superfluous language to describe things. It's very, very basic. The dialogue is very unadorned. There's no emotion on that, because that's traditionally left to the directors and the actors and the film crew and whatever. So that's where I'm starting from, is a way to do that, a way to do a first draft in a screenplay format, and then essentially novelise it to do the proper first draft of the regular story, and take it from there. Now, what I've been looking at is the format that screenplays are in is very, very precise. The styles, the formats, the spacing, the layout, the white space, everything is very, very exact. There's no room for just inventing your own. If you're submitting a screenplay to a producer or a studio or something, they expect that exact same format. If you don't have it in that, they won't even touch it. They won't even look at it. So you've got to basically conform to that format. Unfortunately, that format is a real pain in an editor that's multi-purpose, like a LibreOffice or a Word or Google Docs or something, because of the amount of spacing and all that. It's just a real pain to try and do that. So it really, if you're doing a screenplay, it really pays to have an application that's specifically designed for that one purpose and that one purpose alone. That way it takes care of all of the formatting for you. Now, I have I've been looking at that. Obviously the Mac is well served, because a lot of the music, or sorry, the movie and the TV industry, they use Macs to write on, so and produce on. So the Mac is very well served. I don't know solutions there, but I'm guessing it must be, it has to be. I was interested on the Linux side. Now, I found two applications, actually. One is called Trelby. Now, Trelby is, I'm sure it's GPL, it's free software anyway. It's trelby.org, and I'll put the notes into the links for both of these into the show notes. It's Trelby. Now, Trelby is a little Python app that's cross-platform. There's Windows, there's Mac, there's Linux, there's an all Debian binary that I used on Crunchbang. And it works great. It's really, really good. It takes care of all the formatting for you. You tab your way through, and it knows, for example, that the stub line at the top should be in all caps. So you just type, and it's automatically in caps. You hit enter, and you're down to the description. It knows that it needs to be left aligned, just regular monotype. It does that, and you're already in monotype. You hit enter again, and that's your first character's dialogue, and it's in caps. You don't have to remember in caps, it's already in caps, and it's centre aligned for you. Again, you type your character's name, enter, and it knows the next thing it's expecting is dialogue. So it's all there for you. You just tab your way through, and it's just so easy. It has other things like, it gives you stats of how many scenes there are, how many scenes per character, how many words, how many pages, how many characters. You can export to a PDF. You can, it's got a character database, It's got auto completion for characters as well, so that if you enter a character once, the next time you go to type that character, that character in again, it automatically picks that up. That's why a little sort of tip that I've picked up from watching documentaries on like movie production, whatever, is that's the main reason why you don't often get characters that start with the same letter in the same scene, is because it makes it so much easier for the scriptwriters to switch characters. But this is all, you enter a character once and they're already in there, and it auto-completes for you. You've got character lookups for how to spell different characters, and that's like an American name for a female, or it's a Japanese male name, or whatever it is. So you've got all the character lookups, you've got stats exporting. It's absolutely incredible. It looks like the sort of thing that you could do a complete script on, and then print it off as a PDF, and it fills in all of the blanks. It fills in your, it knows the pages at the start that are meant to be summaries and all that, and it does all of that for you. It is fantastic. It's free of charge. It's also GPL. So that's, it's cross-platform, as I said. So that's Trelby. Now, one of the things that I have constantly been drawn to is I like the idea of a Chromebook as a dedicated writing device and nothing else. Now, I decided I couldn't get along with Google Docs. I prefer Focusrite normally. So I thought, I wonder if, apparently Google Docs works better on a Chromebook. It's more integrated than it would be in a regular laptop. I think that's quite possibly true. So it might be open. But anyway, I thought, I wonder if there's something that's going to be that's going to do that for screenplays, because Google Docs is going to be hopeless for that. And lo and behold, there is. There's a Chrome add-on for the Chrome web browser, which essentially that's what Chrome is. It's just one web browser. I don't quite see the point of the add-on app. It's essentially just a link to a hosted site. It's called Rawscript. Now, all it does is you basically log in. You can create an account. It's rawscript.com. And again, I'll put the link in the show notes. You can either create an account there, I believe, or you can log in with a Google or a Yahoo account. I went in with my Google account, and inside this, it's basically like a kind of webmail thing, or it's like a Google Docs sort of a thing, with all the basics that you would need to do a script. It's got the same thing with including notes, keeping stats on your different scenes. You can, I presume, rearrange it the order. You can put notes in. You can export it. Again, it's the same thing when you put your stub in, like interior, kitchen, morning, whatever, enter, and it expects a description, and it goes through all that same automatic formatting for you. It hosts it online on their own site, which I don't know about any privacy concerns. I've not actually looked into that, but it is actually hosted on their site. There's been a couple of reviews in the Chrome App Store saying that they had created data there, and then like 4 or 5 days later they went to log in, it wasn't there. I don't know, I've only played about with it today and it seems fine to me. The licensing for that is AGPL. Apparently, according to the developer, the source code's a bit of a mess, but it works. Well, it's going to be AGPL from now on, should I say, and apparently Stallman's convinced them. Stallman gets a mention on the source code part of the page. So presumably that means you'll be able to, at some point, maybe even now, I've not checked, go download it and install it on your own cloud somewhere, your own server somewhere, and that takes care of the privacy concerns, and it's open source as well. So both of these applications seem to be very, very good at what they do. This is the kind of Unix philosophy of do one thing and do it really well. So obviously, if you're looking for something that can do other things and screenplays, this ain't it. This is only does screenplays. It's all it does. In both cases, that's all it does. But for screenplays, for what it does, both of them look absolutely incredible. In the short time I've been playing with them, as I say, I've just started to add the screenplay thing, or to start adding the screenplay thing to my writing skill set. So I've just started exploring these two, and at least with Raw Scripts, rawscripts.com, I can do screenplays from a Chromebook, which is not the kind of news that I wanted, because I thought I'd ruled out a Chromebook, and it means it's back on the cards again. And it's almost like the Ring. I'm almost like Smeagol in the Ring. But anyway, that's my problem. So that's it for this short HPR. It's been a while. Hopefully it won't be as long until the next one. Thanks for listening, and again, if you want to contact me, you can do email. That's gordon@thistleweb.co.uk. I'm on Twitter most of the time. It's at Thistleweb. I'm on IRC on Friday nights, usually, as Thistleweb. And thanks for listening, and goodbye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.